Let's talk about heart health screening. Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industries, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5 Morning Magazine on our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, welcome back to the show, firstly. I mean, the months seem to be going quickly, but it seems to be a long time since we spoke last, but here you are again. We love it when you're here. Now, Lorna, as last week was Women's Health Week in Australia, I understand you've brought some pretty important information to us today. Can you tell us what critical health issues that we should be focusing on? And that's what we're talking about today. Tell us about that.
Certainly, Rosemary, thank you. So today I'd like to discuss the importance of heart health screening for women, particularly those over the age of 45. It's a topic that doesn't always get the attention it deserves, but it's absolutely crucial for women's overall health and longevity. So many people don't realise that heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in Australia. And women over 45 are at increased risk due to factors like menopause-related hormonal changes, which can affect heart health, and also the risk of high blood pressure, high cholesterol and diabetes, all major risk factors for heart disease, and this increases with age. So importantly, women often experience heart disease very differently to men. Their symptoms can be more subtle or atypical, which means that heart problems can often go undetected without proper screening.
That's a little bit eye-opening information there, Lorna. What specific screenings should women be getting for their heart health?
Well, Rosemary, there are several key screenings that are crucial for heart health. Some you need your doctor for and some you can do yourself. So The ones you need your doctor for is to look at blood pressure checks.
Yep.
Obviously, you can get your own blood pressure cuff to utilise at home as well. But it's important to know high blood pressure often has no symptoms, but it is a major risk factor for heart disease and also stroke. The second thing is having a cholesterol test done, which is part of your blood tests. And this measures different types of fats in your blood, including bad LDL cholesterol and good HDL cholesterol. So they look at ratios and all sorts of things in those tests. And then the third thing is your blood glucose test, which again, your doctor will order as part of your blood tests. These can also detect diabetes or pre-diabetes, both of which also significantly increase heart disease risk. So the fourth one is something that you can actually do yourself just using a tape measure. It's the waist to hip ratio and your waist circumference measurement. And these can indicate if you're carrying excess weight, particularly around your midsection, and that will increase your heart disease risk. And the last one is discussion of lifestyle factors. So while it's not a test or screening per se, it's talking about your health with your health professional about diet, exercise, stress levels, and smoking to basically assess your heart health risk. And there's certain parameters they can utilize with screening tools that will also identify your risk, even if you haven't had the other things done.
Lorna, that's quite a bit there to think about. Can I ask you to wait with us and we'll just go to a quick song break? But I don't want you to go too far away because we've got a couple of other things that we'd like to discuss with you. You happy to do that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I'm delighted to say that we have Lorna Golombek back with us again. Now, Lorna, that information that you've just given us before our song break was quite comprehensive. How often should women be getting these screenings?
So for women over 45 with no known risk factors, blood pressure should be checked at least once a year. Cholesterol tests are typically recommended every 4 to 6 years, but your doctor might suggest more frequent testing based on your results.
Okay.
And blood glucose tests are usually done every 3 years. And obviously your waist circumference and waist hip ratio can be checked annually or whenever you please. But if you've got risk factors like family history of heart disease, you're overweight, you smoke, or you've got conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, then your doctor will probably recommend more frequent screenings, sometimes as close as 6 months to see what's happening there.
Lorna, all of that is incredibly valuable information. Do you've got any final advice for our listeners in regards to heart health screening?
Yes, absolutely. I would strongly encourage all women and men, although I've been talking about women, men get heart disease too, especially over the age of 45, to be proactive about their heart health. Don't wait for symptoms to appear before getting checked. Make heart health screening a regular part of your health routine. And also remember that these screenings are just one part of heart health. Maintaining a healthy diet, regular exercise, managing stress, and not smoking, getting good sleep, all the things I've been talking about in all our other shows, they're all crucial for keeping your heart healthy. And lastly, if you ever experience symptoms like chest pain, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue, don't hesitate to seek medical attention, even if your last screening was normal. When it comes to heart health, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
And Lorna, just on that note, apparently women suffer quite different pain to that we often see advertised, don't we? It's not the one that men would normally suffer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times it's just this overwhelming fatigue and a bit of shortness of breath. And what happens is women, they've actually measured this, and statistically, women take a lot longer to get to the emergency room because they just think they've got a bit of indigestion. And I'll just finish dropping the kids off at school. I'll just finish doing this. I'll just finish doing that. So this is why I'm saying don't wait. Don't hesitate. It doesn't matter if you get there and everything's absolutely fine and maybe you're having a panic attack instead. It's just better to be safe than sorry, because obviously early action, if you have a heart attack, is going to be a lot more beneficial for you than leaving it too late.
Absolutely. Lorna, thanks very much for that important insight on health heart and a healthy heart screening for women. We've enjoyed having you today and look forward to hearing from more from you next time we talk.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rosemary. It's always a pleasure to share this vital health information with your listeners.
And listeners, we've been talking to Lorna Golombek, and she is from Seed Physiotherapy on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. If you missed any of this important information, you can go on to the 101.5.com.au website and search podcasts. Thank you, Lorna.
Thanks so much, Rosemary.